Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Annabelle and John with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, Muslim community leaders are concerned about a rise in Islamophobic violence across Queensland, including recent mock bomb threats in the Gold Coast over the weekend that targeted mosques. CEO of the Islamic College of Brisbane, Ali Kadri, said that the school had to evacuate last Friday due to a threatening email alongside photos of a bomb placed on campus with a date. Representatives from the Islamophobia Register say that more anti-racism education is needed, alongside political leaders capable of addressing the growing concerns of many communities across Australia. And Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has backed a proposal to bring privately operated water taxis to the Brisbane River. The idea is to launch the taxis from 8 council-owned jetties and pontoons, with Mr. Schrinner encouraging private businesses to put proposals forward. Currently operated city cats are too large and powerful to travel upstream to suburbs like Moggill and Bell Bowery, paving the way for water taxis to extend this service. Residents of these suburbs support the proposal, citing traffic concerns, with Tourism and Environment Minister Andrew Powell also endorsing its value for the 2032 Olympics and Paralympics.
In national news, at least 400 people are gathered in Federation Square, Melbourne, to show support for the 17+8 protest movement that has been active in Indonesia over the past fortnight. The 17+8 demands from the people include 8 long-term demands and a request for an independent investigation team for victims of violence and human rights violations, and the cessation of military involvement in civilian security. The 17 short-term demands include calls for the freezing of parliamentarians' wages and allowances, better budget transparency, and higher work wages. The demands were formally handed to Indonesia's parliament last week. And opposition leader Susan Ley announced on Wednesday night that Jacinta Nampijimpa-Price has been sacked from the Liberal front bench in parliament. It comes after the senator declined to voice her support for the opposition leader, as well as refusing to apologise for offensive comments made against Indian migrants. Senator Nampijimpa-Price expressed disappointment in her resignation speech, saying she will, quote, learn from the incident.
And in international news, high-profile right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk has been shot during a speech at a university in Utah hours ago. Kirk, who is known for founding conservative youth organisation Turning Point USA, promoting disinformation about COVID, vaccines and climate change, and for being a key ally of Donald Trump throughout his presidencies and campaigns. Reports about the Prove Me Wrong debater's condition are mixed, with some sources claiming Kirk to be in a critical condition and some alleging his death.
For your weather today, Brisbane is bright and breezy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.